It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. 1 month could be a fluke, 2 months a coincidence. But 3 months of positive news on California's job front, well, that may be a trend. As Ben Adler reports, the state added 26,000 jobs in October and saw its unemployment rate fall to 11.7%.
California has now gained 240,000 jobs in the last year, well above the 150,000 needed to keep the state's unemployment rate from going up. So it should be no surprise that the jobless rate dropped 0.2% last month. It's nearly a full point better than a year ago. Chapman University economist Ismail Adibi calls the report the best since the recession because nearly every sector saw growth.
Some people, as you may recall, 2 months ago, they said we're headed back to another recession. Obviously, that's not the case, and the job creation is gaining momentum, but no question, the pace is not strong enough.
And Adibi says the European debt crisis, Congressional Super Committee, and state budget could all lead to setbacks. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
A Democratic state senator says she'll be ready next year to bring back her bill that would end California's death penalty. Lonnie Hancock says the idea of replacing execution with life in prison came after she read a report detailing the high costs of maintaining hundreds of death row inmates. She says Californians should be allowed to decide if they want to continue the death penalty or try a less expensive alternative.
If knowing that people are in prison for the rest of their lives when they've done some of these terrible crimes is enough, and we can invest the money in police on the street, teachers in the classroom, things that would make us truly safe.
Opponents argue that the death penalty should be fixed, not thrown out. Hancock's bill was dropped after it was determined that she did not have enough votes to get it out of a committee. A group of supporters is also gathering signatures for an initiative on the 2012 ballot. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.